Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Brand Burrow Podcast, where we dive into the good, the bad, and the ugly world of marketing, inspiring businesses to brand, engage, and connect with their target audience. The Brand Burrow is brought to you by the women-led marketing agency, Fox & Forth. Buckle up. You are in for a ride.
Welcome back to the Brand Burrow, everybody. We're happy to have you back. We are the marketing experts at Fox & Forth. My name is Dana. I'm sitting with the lovely Brittany. And today we're going to talk about why your branding sucks. So sorry, not sorry. We're going to spill the tea. I hope you're ready.
Oh, no.
And it's our first time on video, guys.
Yes. So if you're watching this, or I mean, actually, if you're listening to this, pop on over to YouTube. And
you can watch it.
Watch us live action. It's like, I feel like this is our like Disney premiere. You know when like Disney starts doing live action movies and everybody's like, oh my God, I need to see it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're doing right
You're
now.
You're like Cinderella. You're blonde.
Or like Rapunzel.
Oh yeah, Rapunzel. That's
yes.
Perfect.
Yes. All right, everybody. So let's get into it. Have you ever wondered why nobody like gets your business? Or, you know, maybe your logo is kind of hard to read. Your colors don't vibe well, or maybe the bottle openers you got for everybody at the Christmas party totally suck and keep breaking. Well, I hate to break it to you, but your branding sucks. It sucks. So when it comes to branding in this day and age, I feel like you really need to be on top of the competition. Like, lousy branding choices typically result in bad business, I feel. Brittany, take us away. Like, what do you think are some of the what do you think are some of the things that like really soil a brand?
I think like a lot of people who obviously don't work in the marketing industry can get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, we say it all the time, but your branding doesn't start at a logo.
Ooh.
Right?
Hot take.
Yeah, hot take. There's many things that go into that, and that's like your company culture, your values, how you run your company, what you do, that brings all of that information into creating your brand and creating that design and that flow, right? Mm-hmm. So you're probably started a new company and you're like, oh my God, I have a company rolling now and I need a logo. I have no time to put into like, you know, what I'm about and flush it out, you know? So a lot of people just create a logo, and that's what they run with for sometimes like 10 years, 15 years, and then they're like, this isn't making sense. I think I've outgrown this, or or I rushed into this, and then they have like kind of like that brand regret.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that like your brand isn't your logo.
Oh, okay. Hot take. And I mean, if you have a pen and paper, you might want to write that down. So when it comes to choosing like brand colors, what would you say that entrepreneurs should typically avoid? I know there's like the obvious of like, you know, don't pick colors that are repulsive or remind people of excrement.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So like when you're coming down to the nitty-gritty, what advice would you give to an entrepreneur to avoid when it comes to choosing brand colors and things of that nature?
I think it's more comes down, like, if we're talking about, like, don't choose this color, I think you have to work with a graphic designer who knows color psychology.
Ooh.
And by color psychology, I mean, like, we've all heard it, you know? Red is urgency, yellow is hunger, purple is luxury. So this should go into your logo when you're thinking about who your target market is, how you want them to feel. Again, circling back to like that culture, what kind of company are you, what you do. I don't think there's a color to typically avoid depending on your business, but I think there's things to avoid when you're looking at doing certain parts of branding.
Okay. So then what do you think entrepreneurs should keep in mind when choosing their brand colors? Like, is there like an obvious do that maybe people aren't realizing when they're choosing brand colors and things of that nature?
So I think like a lot of people can get wrapped up in their own business and they don't think of like the public perception.
Ooh, okay.
You know, like we've all seen logos where it's like pretty catty logo, you're like, oh, that was so clever. But then, like, that kind of sets the tone for the type of people mm-hmm. that are going to use you, and you're not setting the tone for the type of target you want to reach.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, so, and I think, like, obviously the color psychology plays a big role, but then having various types of your logo files for various types of marketing that you're going to do.
Okay, so, like, a specific logo type for, like, if I want to put my logo on my website opposed to, like, if I want to put my logo on a t-shirt.
100%.
Okay.
So, like, example, like, in the print industry, when you are screen printing, mm-hmm. let's say, 6 colors versus 1 color, mm-hmm. it costs a lot more to print that 6 color than it does a 1 color, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you have a different file that is your logo, but it's in a 1 color, you're going to save yourself money, right?
Ah, smart. Smarketing.
Yeah. Smarketing. We should coin that.
Yeah, we should. We really should coin that.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, like, shameless plug here, but if you want to know what smarketing is, yeah. we did a podcast on smarketing.
We totally, but it wasn't recorded.
It wasn't recorded.
You can't see us, but you can hear us.
Yes. And if you're the reading type, it's also on our blog. So that's that's fun.
Shameless plug. But also, like, the don't do's, I feel like we see these ebbs and flows in branding. Mm-hmm. And we see, like, do you remember, like, the Crest logos?
Yes.
Where, like,
yes.
everybody was doing some form of, like, Crest logo, mm-hmm. and it kind of just, like, took off, and everyone had, like, a circle logo, or it's
or
a
it was
square.
Kind of that, like, smile shape.
Yeah, yeah, like, the smile shape. And now, like, where are those? Expired.
Yeah, they gone. Yeah. She gone.
Yeah. Also, like, I think if you're looking for, like, say you're a company and you know in the future that you're going to do billboards,
mm-hmm.
don't use a script font in your logo, because mm-hmm. they are the hardest to read.
Well, and especially, like think about it. Where is a billboard? Yellowhead is right there. Yeah. If I'm driving Miss Daisy down Yellowhead and I see your billboard and it's script, like, I might cause an accident because I'm sitting there, like,
what did that say?
Trying to read it, you know. That had never occurred to me before.
Yeah.
But now it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
This is why we have experts.
Yeah. Also, like, I think I've seen a lot of logos recently. It seems to be a trend more than before where there's, like, a million colors. People are, like, trying to work the rainbow into their logos.
Okay.
Which, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but then it goes back to, like, I hope you have a different version for some printing stuff that you're going to do, because that can get pricey.
Like, a monochromatic version for printing purposes and whatnot. And I can't help but feel like sometimes when brands try to cram a multitude of different colors into their logos, it, like, muddies it up and kind of takes the message away. You know, like, if having Skittles, for example.
Yeah.
Their slogan is Taste the Rainbow. So their logo is white, but their packaging is very bright. Their product is very bright. Everybody knows
rainbow.
That.
Yeah.
But, I mean, case in point, you know, they, I mean, maybe at one point they did try to, like, have a rainbow logo, and they were like, this isn't going to work.
And I'm pretty sure, like, maybe on, like, those, like, 80s or 90s styles t-shirts, there is one that's probably, like, a full color, like, mm-hmm. loud. But again, like, know that, like, busyness isn't always the best.
Fair enough. Good to know. All right. So I'm going to paint a picture for you.
She's painting a picture, guys.
I am an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
My brand wants to invest in marketing materials and promotional items for our staff and clients. But the items we choose are always flimsy, or the people we give them to just don't use them. Why is this happening?
Okay, so there could be a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, you're sorting from cheapest to most expensive and choosing the cheapest product.
Whoopsie.
And don't get me wrong, I am that girl that always, when I'm shopping online, sorts from, like, cheapest to most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a bargain finder.
Yeah,
and I
of
think
course.
by nature, most people typically are bargain finders. I mean, everything is expensive right now, so. Mm-hmm. I can see that, but...
Yeah, and I think, we've also seen that in the promotional industry, where prices have kind of gone up a little bit, and that's just, like, because of imports.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, materials and whatever else. But I also think, like, know your audience, right? Like, if you're online shopping for promotional products and the tire gauge is the cheapest product, but your company is a dance studio, is that something you're really going to choose? No. Like, you know?
I feel like as a recipient of something, an item of that nature, you know, that sort of thing, if I received, like, a tire gauge and it had a dance studio logo and, like, all that stuff on it, I'd be very confused.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, very confused. Why is the dance studio giving me this, like, tire pressure thing?
But I think, like, we've all received a promotional product like that where it has someone's logo on it and you're like, why did they do these?
Okay.
Yeah. Right? So I think, like, that is, like, one thing is, like, you know your audience. Check out, like, even what's trending. If you aren't on the up and up and you still want to give something cool, you can always work with a professional.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've been in the promo industry for 15 years. We look at promo every day. We would know. Like, it's got to the point where I can look at a pen and know what vendor sells that pen.
Ooh, that's a trained eye.
Yeah.
Impressive.
So, I mean, like, it doesn't cost any more to work with a vendor. You know, like, and if you really want to build good marketing, it's probably your best bet. Stop trying to do everything on your own. You know what they say? Like, hire the experts, whether that be your, you know, promotional person or your accountant. You know, yeah. Like, get it done.
Totally. I feel like that saying, like, it takes a village.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and, like, I mean, typically people use that phrase when it comes to, like, raising children and stuff like that, but sometimes it takes a village to maybe build a business build a brand.
You know, when I started Fox and Forth, like, 6 years ago, like, I was like, I can do it all. And then I, like, you know, started doing my own accounting, and I was like, I cannot do it all.
Never mind.
So I'm a strong believer, like, hire the professionals, right? But also, I think, don't shop your promotional marketing for one event. You know, like, look at your year and kind of plan it out, right? Like, we know that we do summer events, we do golf tournaments, sponsorships, we do onboarding. So when I look at our promotional marketing over the year, I know I have to, like, account for all of that. And I want you guys to wear cool stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, and we want cool stuff, yeah. Right? Like, people wear cool stuff. People use cool stuff. So, I mean,
hence, like, this sweet mug. You know,
if you're watching, it's right here. But if you're listening, again, go to YouTube.
Yeah,
check it out. The video. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, the mugs and stuff, the shirts, the jackets, the sweaters. Like, I've been asked. I know camping. You gave us those, like, red pullover sweaters.
Oh yeah,
and I wear it camping all the time because it's, like, so nice and cozy.
Yeah, it's very cozy.
And I've had people at the camping, like, check-in desks be like, oh, what does your shirt say? Like, it says Fox and Forth. And they're like, what's that? And then I put on my salesman hat and go on a big spiel.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll check you out. And, like, whether they do or not is, like, I mean,
I think I should just start a clothing brand at this
point. I mean, yeah, it works.
But circling back to that is, a lot of companies are creating uniforms, right? Like, they're giving their employees button-down t-shirts and polos.
Well, golf t-shirts.
The smart thing to do is create apparel that people want to wear every day.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, i.e. those sweatshirts, right? Like, I'm a comfy clothing person. I love it.
Gang.
You know, on the weekends, I'm always in, like, a crew neck from Fox and Forth. And not only because it's my own company, but just because I don't want to wear jeans. And, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So planning for your audience, planning for what you even like, right?
And I really think that when it comes to choosing your marketing materials and things like that, I definitely think looking at your audience and finding something that's going to resonate with them, whether your audience is your staff or, like, simply people that you just do business with frequently.
Yeah.
You know, like,
for sure.
Like, if you're a dance studio, maybe you should be giving people, like, hair scrunchies that are in your brand colors or something like that. If you're a garage, give those people the tire pressure meters.
Exactly. Or, like, we live in Alberta. We get like winter 8 months out of the year.
Oh god, right? It's terrible.
So like, say I'm like an HVAC company. Well, why wouldn't I do a hot sauce that says like ABC HVAC company brings the heat?
Yeah.
And give it to, like, you know, these punny little things. Or like if I was a realtor, you got to get creative, right? Mm-hmm. Like
keychain.
Yeah. Or you could go a step further and really like put some thought into it. So you could go on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
create your own playlists, like home playlist, kitchen playlist, moving in playlist, cleaning playlist.
Painting playlist for all the new homeowners.
Exactly.
Gang, gang.
Go buy some wireless speakers with your brand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when these people move into their houses, give them a wireless speaker and a QR code to your playlist so they have something to play when they move into their house.
If you're a realtor, write that down.
Yeah. If you don't do that, that was a free marketing gift for you. You have to tag us, though, if you use that.
And, like, we can facilitate.
Yeah. Trademarked by Fox and Forth. You must tag us when you do that. You know, but, like, these are, like, also personal touches that, like, they'll remember.
Totally, totally. I mean, for example, speaking of Bluetooth speakers, I used to be a Rogers customer for a long, long time. We broke up. It was ugly. but when I went to renew a contract with them, they gave me this like little teeny tiny little speaker.
Right.
It's called like a Blue Piston or something like that. And it has Rogers on it.
Right, right.
And at first I was like, what am I going to do with this? Like, whatever. Well, I bring that thing outside with me every spring. I bring it outside. I plug my iPod into it and I do all my gardening.
She has an iPod.
Yeah.
She said that. If you weren't aware.
I aged myself just now, but I mean, whatever. I'm an avid music lover, so I will, like, please, Apple, make the iPod again, because I'm, like, I don't want to have to put everything on my phone.
Yeah.
But I digress. So, yeah, I have this little speaker, and I plug my iPod into it, and it, like, booms music.
Yeah.
Like, I can hear it inside when I go inside. I mean, my neighbors are probably like, damn, that girl's out again. But I love this thing, and I still use it. I've had it for years. It still works.
Yeah.
I use it all the time. Rogers and I broke up, but that was like one good gift out of that relationship.
Which one good solid promo product?
Yes. Yeah, that's probably my favorite one.
But. Yeah. I think, like, again, it can go miles.
Totally.
Right? Like, people could, like you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a promo product for years.
Mm-hmm. Totally, totally. Okay, I'm going to paint you another picture here.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So, again, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
In my messaging, I want to include what my business does, what we represent, where we're from, and who we service. But people still don't get it.
Mm.
What the heck am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong?
Not planning.
Ooh.
You know?
Quick and to the point. I like
that. Yeah, I think, like, again, like, we just gave you some really good examples of really well-planned-out promotional products.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you look at a key... What is a key message, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you want your clients to take away and remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes a keychain or a magnet is not going to get that done.
Ooh.
Sometimes you really have to, like, invest in the delivery a little bit.
Okay.
You know, plan out the delivery and, you know, execute it. Maybe with a little bit more dollar spend, you know, purchasing a little bit higher quality product or something like that in order to make people be like, you know, yeah, I use this company and they're so funny. They gave me a hot sauce telling me they bring the heat when they were here fixing my furnace.
Yeah.
Like, haha, punny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But these are the things that really make the impact, right?
Well, and like, and imagine this. So I'm like a spicy junkie. I love spicy food. I love everything spicy. If I go over to your house and I'm like, yeah, let's throw some chicken nuggets in the oven because I am a high class diner. throw some chicken nuggets in the oven. I want some hot sauce with them. And you hand me this sauce.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, where did you get this from?
Yeah. Especially if it's good.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, if you spend time to source out a good sauce provider, even, you know?
I think a little bit of effort when it comes to your branding and choosing your brand items and things like that really goes a long way.
Oh, 100%. I think, like, yeah, stop shopping the clearance unless it makes sense, right? Like, start working with a strategic planner, you know, someone who manages, like us. Like, we manage projects. We do this all the time. We've seen hundreds of promotional products. Like,
oh, yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so what are some key tips that entrepreneurs could use, per se, when it comes to developing their brand's key messaging and kind of bringing everything to light?
You know what? Like, I know that when you are talking to a client, like, whether that be, like, online in ads or with promotional products or whatever, you, like, really want to just, like, dump them with information.
Yeah.
And like,
guilty.
You know? And so I think it, like, comes down to, like, keep it to 3 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
What are the 3 most important things they should know about you?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of work out from there. Because I think if you're, like, info dumping or info vomiting on your target market, they're going to be like, what is even happening here?
Yeah. Okay.
And it's going to be less memorable because it's just more for the brain to process.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Nowadays, isn't the attention span, like, 3 or 4 seconds?
Yeah, like, shorter than a goldfish.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Okay, but, I mean, that's also, like, something that is to be kept in mind, you know, when it comes to developing your key messaging and even, like, your items and stuff. Like, if it's interesting enough that I'm going to, like, hold it up and look at it for more than 3 seconds, then...
Yeah. Like, I probably got this from, like, the dollar store or something, but I literally have it in my hands, like, every day.
Yeah.
So, like, I think my next promo product is going to be a squishy ball.
Ooh, or, like, one of those, like a foamy.
Yeah, or, right? Or something. Like, something that is, like, because I'm on calls and I'm, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so, I mean, like, we've done the lanyards. Lanyards is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps their keys on a lanyard. You touch your keys at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, like, what do you call it? Like, when you... unconscious, right? Like,
yes.
You're seeing this logo more than once a day.
Yes. I think that it also boils down to, like, your choice in product obviously is very important.
Yeah.
But think about, like, the use.
You know? Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, if I am a real estate agent and maybe I don't have a big enough budget to give people speakers or something like that,
mm-hmm.
those little flashlight keychains...
Oh, yeah.
Are awesome. Because, you know, like, think about it.
You're going to use it.
You're going to use it. This is a new home that your clients are moving into. They're not familiar with the space. You know, everything's kind of a little different. And, you know, it's dark out, whatever. I need to unlock my garage or unlock my door. I'm going to use my flashlight to, like, see where it is. Like,
100%.
Practical thinking.
Yeah. And I think, okay, so, like, usage is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What is really handy? Right? Like, think about it that way. What is something that someone will use multiple times a day to see your logo?
Totally.
You know, like, lanyards. I used to have, like, a branded camera cover that we would put on, like, laptops and stuff. So, like, how many hours a day are you in front of your laptop?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's another, like, good one. Sunglasses, because... what do I grab when I leave the house? My keys and my sunglasses.
Your sunnies.
Exactly. So, like, there's, like, these things. But then I think the next thing to think about, if, like, you're trying to be, like, strategic about it, is, like, also delivering, like, a feeling. Because marketing is all about feelings. It's all about emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, one of the first promo products we have ever done, and I'm sure many people listening to this, if you know me, you know this story. But we did a yo-yo.
A yo-yo.
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
Yeah. It really, well, exactly.
Oh.
You know? So I know my target demographic grew up playing with yo-yos.
Mm-hmm.
So we would give potential clients a yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd, like, go to the office and they were, like, having, like, yo-yo competitions with people in the office. And they're, like, walking the dog or, like, cat's cradle or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And the next time they thought, oh, I need to think of something cool to give out, I'm going to contact that girl that gave me the yo-yo that triggered that feeling of nostalgia because that was cool.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, you know, like brain hacking in
a way. Yeah, which could be a whole other podcast in itself, I'm sure. But that's what marketing is. It's just like triggering emotion because people don't buy. They don't just buy. They buy because of them. Right?
Yeah, even whether that emotion is like, oh my god, I love this, or oh my god, somebody I know will love this, or like, this is hilarious, I'm buying this for so-and-so because of whatever inside joke or irony or memory might be sparked from that.
Or pun or marketing opportunity. There's so many things.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. What have you received lately that you've been like, this is it?
You know what? I always love to get, like, car air fresheners.
Ooh.
Because I always, like, forget to buy them myself. So that's a one. That's, like, a classic one for me. Mm-hmm. And then it always stays on my mirror for, like, far too long anyways. It probably, like, doesn't even smell, but it's still, like, swinging there.
There is... Can I take a guess at what you might be talking about?
Yes.
Is it Peter's Drive-In?
Yes! Peter's Drive-In. That is someone who's doing it right.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
if you want a bomb milkshake and you haven't been to Peter's.
Yeah. If you want a cherry smelling, I think it's cherry.
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's like a cherry smelling air freshener that they give out usually to if you're going through the drive-thru. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Ooh.
But that goes into, like, you know, scent marketing and...
Mm-hmm. You're going to remember the nice cherry smell and how Peter's has the best one.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
Ooh, I think I did talk about the Rogers speaker already. Mm. I recently was part of the media team that was covering stuff at the Junos.
Mm, okay.
So throughout that, being a media member for the Junos and stuff like that, when it, like, we talked about lanyards and how important lanyards are.
Yeah.
I have, like, a Juno's lanyard from that. That's for me to keep. You know, I had my credential and stuff on it. That was really cool. And a good thing for an event of that size, and whether you're branding for an event or branding for just a business, lanyards are always the best thing to go with. And this is a prime example because I was walking around with a black lanyard on.
Yeah.
And typically, like, you know, media people wear the black lanyards. If you had a blue lanyard on, I knew you were a volunteer. If you had a red lanyard on, I knew you were, like, somebody with answers, you know? And then if you had a yellow one on, then you're, like, an executive, basically. Like, your gold star treatment.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. It's an interesting, like, vision identification between, like, who had what just based on their lanyard color. Like,
sure.
I thought, and I mean, it's such a small thing.
And think of, like, okay, so I know a lot of events we attend, they do, like, branded t-shirts, and they'll do, like, color-coordinated t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But think of how much money you can save by just doing a lanyard.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, you know, you can get, like, it's a one-size-fits-all, first and foremost, which is super nice, because it doesn't matter who you're giving it to, it's going to work for them. And being able to incorporate different colors and stuff into it is so much easier than printing a t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, you know, I use a lanyard with just about everything. So, I mean, I have that Juno's lanyard probably until the cows come home. So,
yeah. I think I've, like, well, obviously we go to a lot of trade shows and marketing events and stuff. I think, like, looking back, I have, like, a thing of, like, lanyards that I've, like,
collected
over the years with all my passes on it and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, lanyards is a great, again, circling back, like, maybe you should do lanyards. We were, like, talking about them so much.
Yeah, so.
So lanyards are great.
Hint, nudge. Another thing that, I mean, for all my dog moms and pet parents out there, I think you're going to resonate with this. Homes Alive is doing it right with their branded items. Branded Nalgene bottles, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Nalgene bottles are practically indestructible.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, if you go, like, backcountry hiking and stuff, like, you're in the bush for weeks at a time, they recommend you crack your eggs and put your eggs, like, into this thing, because if you just have loose eggs, they're going to break, but if they're in your Nalgene, they're not going to break.
Huh.
So, go fancy that.
They also, at Homes Alive, who's doing it right, do the water bottle stickers.
Yes.
Which is another one.
Yes. And I love that because, you know, maybe you don't want to commit entirely to a poop bag holder or a one of those little, like, pop-out bowls, like travel bowls or whatever. And, yeah, like, I bought my fiancé a sticker that says Dog Dad on it, and it's like a dog flexing.
I've seen that one, yes.
I bought him that for Father's Day last year.
Oh, that's so cute.
Father's Day, as I like to call it. And he has it, like, it's not on a water bottle, but it's, like, on his speaker in his office our house.
I mean, like, you can put those stickers anywhere, but it's smart to, like, do a cute design, put your website on it, and let it, like, I mean, like, we did it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we have, like, the early 2000s throwback line of water bottle stickers.
Like the Scream ghost face. Yeah. He's like, what's up? I love that. I love that so much. So I think overall, like, what we're trying to get at is your branding basically permeates everything.
100%. I think, like, and it can be done fairly low cost.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about the lanyards, the stickers, like these are things that cost like minimal that can really make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to zhuzh it up and you have like a great plan to like onboard people, you can make them feel special by like having an onboarding package. You know, like when people join the Fox and Forth team, they get like a water bottle, a hoodie, a notebook. You know, we really set them up to like already feel a part of the team once they get here. So I'm a big fan of that, but I think if you don't have the budget for it, there's a lot of other strategic ways you can go about getting some cool branding.
Totally, totally. And actually, this brings me back. You and I recently spoke on International Women's Day.
100%.
And we visited a business, and they had us speaking about, you know, being female in male-dominated industries.
Yep.
They gave us a little swag bag when we left. Did you look inside that swag bag?
I did.
It was stuffed to the nines of branded things that, like, we're gonna use. There was a sweatshirt. There was a golf shirt. There was a hat. There was a Bomb Yeti cup that was, like, on my, Kelsey's gonna skewer me for not knowing the proper term for this, but like the cup had the logo like in.
It was laser engraved.
Laser engraved, laser engraved. And that's perfect because I could wash that a million times and it's not gonna come off. 100%. The logo's still gonna be there. They had a lanyard.
Yeah. Granted, we did speak at a fairly large size company, so their marketing budget is probably pretty large for swag. But that just goes to show, like, you know, I pulled that Yeti out, and I was like, oh, yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. You're like, whoa. This is nice. This is so nice.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, great. Just in time for summer. You know?
Totally. Totally. All right, Brittany, are there any final words you'd like to say to our listeners and viewers today?
Yeah. No, I think, like, if you guys are frustrated about your brand, you kind of started and just kind of jumped into things and now you guys want to refocus, we're always here to help you. I hope the tips that we gave you today you really like can resonate with and run with, and hopefully it gave you an idea of like what people are doing or creative ways that you can use promotional products, and you know, a solid way to like maybe if you're looking for a rebrand, where to start. If you don't know though, we're always here to help you.
Your marketing consultants.
Yeah. Helping you brand, engage, and connect.
Woo. Awesome.
You think we would have planned that or something?
Yeah. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't.
Maybe that's our key messaging. 3 points or less. You know, hopefully you guys were taking notes.
I just winked at the camera. So for everybody who didn't watch this after me telling you 50 million times, you know, get on there so you can see that wink.
Also, we're sorry.
Yes, sorry, not sorry. All right, well, we really hope that these tips can steer you straight if you're making any of these mistakes with your brand. If you have questions about your brand or how to, you know, take it up a level, we know what it takes to grow, zing zing, and we'd be happy to help you. So thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Brand Burrow, and we'll catch you next time.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Brand Burrow Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, you can learn more about Fox & Forth by visiting our website, www.foxandforth.com. That's FOXANDFORTH.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.